The Florida Department of Health says it has confirmed 18 cases of COVID-19 with 2 deaths as of last night. Florida's network of community health centers has a presence in each of the state's 67 counties. As Health News Florida's Delina Miller reports, this positions them well to help reduce the impact of the coronavirus.
Florida's federally qualified health centers have teamed up with the Florida Department of Health to share resources and speed up access to care for low-income Floridians as new coronavirus cases pop up in the state. They also expect to get some of the $8.3 billion approved by Congress to help pay for testing, treatment, and prevention efforts. Florida's share will be $27 million, but the health centers could get additional funding from the federal government. Andrew Bierman is the president and CEO of the Florida Association of Community Health Centers. He says how much money is yet to be determined.
I would assume as a large state, there may be a little bit more funding for us, and perhaps in a state that doesn't cover as many patients or have as many health centers. But I don't have any information yet.
These safety net clinics treat everyone regardless of ability to pay, but most of their patients are uninsured or on Medicaid. For Health News Florida, I'm Delina Miller.